Yeah. Thank you. felt good all week, but she's been struggling the last couple of days. How many believe that God can touch her again? I told her yesterday at the singers' meeting, I said, if you have to come up every Sunday, we'll believe God for healing every single week. I said, we'll believe God for healing every single week. Is anything wrong with that? Not a thing wrong with it. Stretch your hand this way in the name of Jesus. Nausea be gone. Sickness be gone. In the name of Jesus. We command to flee in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Help her, Lord, right now. Thank you. you to turn to somebody beside you, everybody in this place, and just ask them, is there anything that I don't know if you're praying about today? Everybody do it right now. Are you okay with Jesus? Are you ready to meet the Lord right now? If Jesus comes, it's time to make it right. It's time to make it right. Hallelujah. If there's something else that's going on in your life that I can help you with, I'll pray with them. Pray with them. Be bold in the Lord. We're supposed to exhort one another in the faith. We're supposed to help one another in this journey. Been placed in hospice care. PA. Room 140, if anybody wants to visit with him. He needs a touch of the Lord. So we're going to his prayer call. And also, while that on this subject, Deborah Jenkins Schuster is also in hospice care at Elizabeth House in Hendersonville. So would you help me pray for both of these? As apparently, without supernatural intervention from God Almighty, during the last days of their life here on this earth. But praise God, they're both ready to go and both ready to meet Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're praying for the Holy Spirit to overshadow them and the family in this process. Lord, we just agree with Brother Arlen in prayer for his dad. Brother Robert Perry, Lord, a servant of yours, a minister of the gospel for many years. We just pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would overshadow him even now as we pray, that the power of God would flow through this cloth as it touches his body. And Lord, that you would minister to Deborah as well in the name of Jesus. I pray for these families. I seek your face over them, God. Overshadow them with your love, mercy, and comfort in this time. Praise you, Lord. And may the church rally around them, Lord, in support and love. And may you be glorified. And may you be praised. Hallelujah. As we minister unto you and to one another, you said as much as we've done unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done unto me. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. In your holy name, we ask these things. And thank you for it. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just sense the Holy Spirit saying to share this with you just for a moment. We serve a God of healing and restoration. And for those of you that said this morning, Pastor, you didn't preach a message. The greatest message to ever be preached is when the Holy Spirit takes over and sets people free. So I don't feel one bit bad about doing something different if the Holy Spirit moves and God is glorified and people's lives are changed.
Amen.
Amen. And if that's something that's bothering you, then I'm sorry if it's not bothering you. Because I know Jesus has been glorified in this place. Would you help me glorify Jesus in the house again? Lord, help me glorify Jesus in the house. Jesus be glorified. Jesus be glorified in my life. Jesus be glorified in my home. Jesus be glorified in my kids. Jesus be glorified in my church.
stuff to Goodwill, giving stuff to people. I thought, God, I'm already tired. Like, I don't want to do this. And he kept dealing with me. Go in and shut the door. Shut the door. We would put our son to bed at night. We would all go to bed. And I would wake up in the middle of the night. And I would go in and I would shut the door.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
And God started revealing himself to me.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Well, we put our house up for sale, and I'll be honest, and I'm not really sharing a lot of this with Ricky. It was hard for me to lift that closet and go. I've written on some of the walls on the inside, and it was hard. It was really small. I did not even know Ricky saw it. It was hard for me to let it go. So we had to move into an apartment because we don't have a house yet. And I'll be honest, my first thing was, does it have a closet? I know that may seem like she wanted to put all of her shoes and her clothes and everything in here, and that's not all I was asking.
Been dealing with me all week long.
The Holy Spirit said to me just a moment ago when she was talking, he said, you tell my people if they will make prayer a priority again. He said, if you'll make prayer a priority again, start with me all the way down, every single person in this house. He said, I'll bring restoration and healing. And I'll pour out a fresh anointing from heaven over this congregation. And what the enemy has stolen, he said, I'm going to restore it. And that resonated with about two people. I said, what the enemy has stolen, he's going to restore it. Somebody ought to help me praise God. I know what's happening to the mom. I know what you're listening. Why don't you stand with me and let's just surrender to the Holy Spirit. Let's surrender to His purpose and His plan for this church. Anybody willing to make prayer a priority? Anybody willing to make prayer a priority? Then get out of your seat as quick as you can and head down to this altar as quick as you can and say, God, here I am. I'm willing to be a prayer warrior. I'm willing to get in the closet again. I'm willing to put them on the seat that I've been behind it. Make prayer a priority. And I'm going to shut the door behind me and you're going to open the door in front of me.